So it was about a month ago. In fact, I believe it was a month ago yesterday that our guest and some of his friends came upon something that had been rumored to exist, but they confirmed it. And we are talking about that 1928 Chevrolet National that was found 55 meters below the surface of Lake Minnewanka in Banff National Park. Joining us right now to talk a little bit about that is Alan Keller, who is part of the dive team. Alan, welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you, Brent.
You went to university here, I understand.
You bet. I'm a good old Saskatchewan farm boy.
All right. But a guy that loves diving, I guess.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
You know, I remember living in Calgary in the 70s and going out to Lake Minnewanka, and people would talk about how deep and cold that lake is. Is it a little bit unusual as far as mountain lakes go?
No, it's actually pretty typical, especially for the bigger mountain lakes. Like, smaller mountain lakes can be fairly shallow, but the bigger ones, they can be quite deep, like up to 100 meters deep quite easily, yeah.
So I love this story that when it came out, your interviews that you've done in the media and the pictures that you're able to take of this 1928 Chevrolet National. For people that maybe haven't heard the story, and I can't believe there's anybody out there that hasn't heard this cool story. Tell me how you guys came to go looking for that car.
Well, it came about back in 2020. Keith Cormican was up doing side scan sonar work in the lake. And he came across the vehicle. The only way you can really come across the vehicle is with side scan sonar. You can't do it with your regular fish sonar. It's not going to show up. We tried. And anyway, he initially found it. And then Stuart Pohl and Karen Somerville, they narrowed down the GPS location for it. And they gave that to one of us. So John Ryan and Brian Ebony and myself, we went out onto the lake and used the GPS coordinates provided by Stuart and Karen. And then it was just a matter of figuring out, because it is an actively managed reservoir, the lake level changes by up to 5 meters. So we're kind of like skeptical if we had the right location, but we chose to trust the GPS that we were given. And we went down and saw it.
So from the moment you entered the water to discovering that vehicle, how much time? Just minutes until you found it?
We were very, very fortunate. It was literally minutes when we descended down to the bottom, literally to the bottom of the lake, and did a search pattern. And it was within about 7 minutes that we saw the car.
Is the water very clear at that depth in that lake?
You never know. It can vary throughout the year. Like, even right now, after the rains that we had this weekend, it could be very minimal. But that's part of diving that lake and knowing when the best time to dive it is. And the ice just came off the lake, and there is very minimal snowpack and runoff. So the visibility was, I was surprised at how good it was.
And so what were your feelings, your thoughts, when you first saw that vehicle sitting there?
A bunch of mixed emotions. It's like, holy cow, we're the first people to actually put our eyes onto this vehicle. And we're speculating about 85 years that it's been underwater. So to be the first set of eyes on it in 85 years to actually see this vehicle, it was pretty remarkable. And just also relief knowing that, hey, we did find it. We don't have to, like, be frustrated with the process. And also just amazed at how great the conditions were. Like, we were very fortuitous with how the conditions were.
And so this was like a bit of a local legend. People in the area had talked about this car that had disappeared in the lake all this time ago. And you guys simply confirmed that story.
Yeah, oh, for sure. And the guides shared the story about how a guy, he was from Saskatchewan, was out on the lake and wanted to take a picture of his car on the ice with the mountains as a backdrop. And as he's setting up his camera, his car was going through the ice.
You know, there's guys from Saskatchewan who still put their vehicles through the ice these days.
Well, there's a lot of people from Alberta, too. So.
You know, it was cool looking at the pictures and seeing that 1940 Saskatchewan license plate on that vehicle. And you just know, I was thinking about the thought process for that person who saw that vehicle go through the ice. they either, you know, told their family, and maybe some family somewhere in Saskatchewan or Alberta remembers the story of their dad or their granddad whose car went through the ice, or maybe they were too embarrassed to tell anybody that the car went through the ice.
You never know.
So no indication from the work you've been able to do as to who the owner of that vehicle was, eh?
Not this time. SGI doesn't have it in their records. I think technically 1940 is pre-SGI, so yep. There's nothing in the records for the license plate. Yep. And then we're just going to wait for a nice, like, poor weather weekend or cold day where we won't be diving to go to the archives in Banff and see if we can find something in the archives in Banff for it.
That's what I thought. I did a little Googling around when this story first came out, looking for local newspapers and that in Alberta. I couldn't find anything. And we also reached out to the provincial archives of Saskatchewan, thinking maybe we could get the original vehicle registration. But we were told they don't appear to have that kind of material. They didn't have any registration records. And then SGI says they don't have it either. And then, of course, SGI says we wouldn't be able to give it to you because of confidentiality nowadays. I guess that would still hold up for 85 years or so here.
Yeah, I think 85, I think 90 years is the cutoff for like archives, that sort of thing. So we might have to wait 5 more years. I don't know.
Is there any way you can retrieve that vehicle, or what's Parks Canada say about that?
Parks Canada is that it's there. It's part of the artifacts down there. There's the rules of Parks Canada that nothing should be taken out of the lake at all. Yeah. From an environmental perspective, there doesn't seem to be any gas or oil issues, that sort of thing, with regards to the vehicle. So definitely probably not worth the effort to retrieve the vehicle at all. There'd be no real purpose for it, really.
Can you examine it further? Are you able to dive again and try to maybe look inside for anything that might be there?
There's always a possibility of doing that. At the same time, there's always other things that we want to look for in the lake. So we'll keep that in sort of in the back pocket, on the back burner, or whatever saying you want to use to go dive it again. But it's definitely, now that we've seen it and we've taken the pictures, that I don't think we can get much better pictures of it, quite frankly. Anyways, it's always, the possibility is always there, just never know when.
Is this your best find ever?
For me, a couple of things at play is that it's a local lake for me, and I've been diving Minnewaka for 17 years. So to have something like this is a pretty unique experience so close to home. So, yeah, it's pretty unique.
Any treasures that you found in your mini dives?
No, I haven't found treasures, no.
Next time, Alan. Well, listen, it's a great story, and I love seeing those pictures, and a good find on your part and your team for digging that up. And I still hold out hope that maybe some families are going to come forward and say, yeah, you know, that might have been that crazy uncle of ours. We shall see.
Exactly.
Thanks for your time, Alan.
All right, thank you.
You bet. Alan Keller went to university here in Saskatoon and then was part of this dive team that found the 1928 Chevrolet National on the bottom of Lake Minnewanka, Banff National Park. That was about a month ago where they put that out. And it has that white and red-lettered 1940 Saskatchewan license plate on it. This is the Evan Bray Show. Good morning. Glad you're with us. Brent Laux on CKOM and CJME.